Even though, you know, again, he that honoreth the day honoreth it to the Lord. He that honoreth it not to the Lord, he doth not honor it. It goes into days, too. We're supposed to tolerate one another. I want to tolerate those who keep the day. Though I say to them, in your day keeping, then keep it with all your zeal. Because I tell you what, it can become a mockery. It just becomes like, you know, what's the point of making a Sabbath special if it's no specialer than other days except you went to church? To me, I guess that's pretty pathetic. But maybe the Lord needs to teach me more. Oh, I know He needs to teach me more. Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. I mean, that's... We want to be thinking, this is glorifying... We want to glorify God in what we do. We don't want other people to judge us wrongly. We don't necessarily want to just... We don't want to give the wrong impression on purpose. We want to use good judgment. We want to be wise. Give none offense, neither to the Jews or to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. That's a tall order. People are easily offended. We try to be inoffensive. Let's let them be offended in something worth being offended over. Offended, again, is, not inoffensive, not tending towards sin. We would cause them to sin because of their consciences. Whether they be Jews, Gentiles, the believing, the unbelieving, the church. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that you may be saved. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. That's really the end of the chapter, in my opinion. Structurally, it kind of fits. And then he goes on. We'll cover the beginning of chapter 11 again. These are more things. I saved this book. There are some very precious things in this book, but there are also some things that where you're dealing with things, it's like, boy, Paul, I could... he had to deal with a lot of stuff that was going on in people's lives. And all we can take from some of these things is general principles. And that's the most important thing, that we get the general principle. Not to give offense. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. We know we can do certain things. We know we have liberty. All right, we also have liberty to explore. I can explore all kinds of knowledge. I can research science. I love science. I have DVDs on science. I have books on all kinds of gobbledygook. Science, religion, stuff I've read, politics. I can dabble in all that stuff, okay? And I hope I don't give anyone offense that I've read, I've studied different subjects. But let not... I could now, if I were to start teaching you the gospel and the scriptures out of that knowledge... Meaning making that sort of the centerpiece. Now I've departed from the gospel of Christ. And all I've done is I'm using my knowledge to inflate myself. Trying to make myself seem smarter to you. Trying to make myself seem like I really got something. And all I've got is hung up on a piece of knowledge that is not going to profit you. There are a lot of things, even in the scriptures, there are knowledge. There's knowledge that I could teach. And that for an advanced student, I would teach it not as a sure knowledge, but rather as a question. Because that's all it does, is it raises questions. And these things that Paul has said, considering about the things offered to idols. At one point he's giving permission. The other kind, he's saying, warning you, don't tempt Christ. Because these things raise questions, Paul, in some ways, I look at him and I say, He wants to speak liberty, but then he also wants to speak caution. I also want to say you are free to teach whatever you want. You know what I mean? From the scriptures. You could teach out of the Old Testament, all kinds of stuff. Be careful, though. Because you know what? If the knowledge is not profitable, be very careful. Because it could just be leaven. It might not even be true. But I've researched it. I find that it is true. Oh, I've got so much evidence. It's still not. It's just all it is puff. I'm telling you, it's puff. Meaning it's that which puffs up. Just air. It's not valuable. If it's not something I can believe in, that's going to cause me to partake of the divine nature. See, that's what I'm trying to get out of. Well, Paul, what about your talk about the things sacrificed to idols? You're teaching out of this Corinthians. Well, how does that make us partake? Well, the whole point is that we could partake of the divine nature. And how does that do that? By having this wisdom of how knowledge is used, how knowledge interacts with love, and how it is tempered. You know, we temper our love with knowledge and our knowledge with love. And we use them together rather than just knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. We want to edify. We want to take this knowledge and be edified by it, that we might be partakers of the divine nature, and that we might partake of the grace of God. Right? But not that we could partake of things which cause our brothers to stumble. And you say, what, Paul? Well, you know, it's just you sensitive. You stumble easily. You know, no one else in church has any problems with what's being said. It's just you. You don't even know. Just me. Oh, I guess I'm nothing, right? I'm, you know, no one can measure up to my standards, of course. Right. Well, what I would say is there are ways in which unbelievers, you could give offense unnecessarily. Let me give them offense when I say repent and be baptized. Let me give offense when I say knowledge puffs up. Oh. Let me give offense when I teach the truth of the gospel, right, and the law of Christ. Let me give offense in that, but let me not give offense in saying, this is how old the earth is. Or let me not give offense in saying, this is offered to an idol. Let me not give offense in saying, this is the genealogy, and this is the doctrine of this and the doctrine of that does not pertain and will not help you and will not prom- and does not